Yes. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of Late for the Party on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Cover Boy, the modern Marvel, also known as the Madman, Harry La Brea. That's right, y'all. We are going to get into a little In My Mind, and welcome for Late for the Party, and welcome to Late for the Party, the show. Oh, man, it's going to be so lovely. We could talk about so much. We could talk about watching Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. We could do a quick fire review, which honestly, that's what I might do. But then also, there might be some In My Minds that I want to talk about where, you know, an anime. So it just all depends. We're going to get into it like this real quick. So we're going to do it like this. Alright, first of all, In My Mind segment, for those who may or may not watch anime, I'm going to get into some little tidbits about certain characters who I feel should get way more respect than they deserve. Honestly, and I'm going to say it like this. For Yamcha from Dragon Ball Z, Yamcha doesn't get the respect that he deserves, honestly. Not only that he saved Bulma's ass multiple times, but I'm tired of people giving the memes of how, like, he's lying there dead, like the death meme when he got taken out by a Cyberman. First of all, you can't just sit there. Damn, you can't sit there disrespecting Yamcha because not only that he was the first person to fight, he was one of the first people to fight freaking, like, the gold step up to the plate against the Cybermen. That could have happened to anybody. That could have happened to Tien. That could have happened to Chiaotzu. Hell, that could have happened to fucking Krillin. You know? He didn't know who he was fighting. He didn't know, like, they were gonna fucking, like, he was literally winning the fight. So how the hell is he gonna, like, how is anybody was supposed to know that the Cyberman was gonna jump up and fucking self-destruct? You know what I'm saying? That's the messed up part. And then people got the gall to sit there and say, like, talk all that shit about Yamcha. But I could say, like, in the Cell and the Android Saga, there's a few things that he, like, first of all, they trip about Yamcha getting stabbed by Dr. Gero. But like I said, he got snaked. How was he supposed to know what they were supposed to look like? Fucking Trunks gave him some vague descriptions about who was supposed to be there, what was supposed to happen, and everything. Not only that, how he got dissed by fucking Bulma, having the fucking with Vegeta and shit, but then also keep in mind how how Yamcha was like, he actually survived the Cell Saga. So, I mean, you better leave fucking Yamcha alone. He actually survived the Cell Saga. Now, all the three people who fucked up royally in the Cell Saga, fucking Goku fucked up not taking the fucking medicine that Trunks gave him. Then he got his ass beat by Android 19. Fucking Vegeta didn't allow fucking Cell in his imperfect form to absorb Android 18. But then also, fucking Krillin didn't blow up Android 18 when he had the detonation device. And then Goku fucked up again when he gave Perfect Cell a fucking Senzu Bean to fight his son. So all the motherfucking people want to talk shit about Yamcha. All the people want to sit there talking about Yamcha. Them motherfuckers screwed up way more than Yamcha has ever did in anything in Dragon Ball. Real talk. So put respect on fucking Yamcha's name. Even that goes for Gohan too. I mean, honestly, you think about it, Gohan's been fighting and training since he was fucking 4 years old. All he wanted to do was fucking play and read books, and this nigga's fighting grown-ass men and aliens, watching people get murked at the age of four. I can't even be mad for him wanting to be a scholar, you know, after that. All that fucking trauma and everything. But then also, like, you gotta give respect to fucking Future Gohan. Future Gohan is one of my favorite characters. Not only that Future Gohan fought two fully powered androids with one motherfucking arm. With one motherfucking arm. Out of all the excuses in the world, oh, Goku is having a heart attack. This nigga was fighting motherfuckers with one goddamn arm and holding his own. So tell me something else that I need to know about Dragon. This is why Dragon Ball ain't even in my top 10. You know what I'm saying? It's not even in my top 10. For real, for real. So at the end of the day, that's how I feel. Like, nah, bro. Nah. But either way, I'm going to get off the hook on the next segment, so I'm going to see y'all in a bit, but I just wanted to let that be known. But in the next segment, you'll hear from me in a sec, so don't even worry, y'all pretty little heads. I'll hit you up on the next segment, which will be in a matter of minutes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Man, welcome back to the next segment. We are going to get into a quick fire review on Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Oh man, alright, I know the movie is only like 90 minutes, and honestly, I must say, I like movies where it's like direct, it's to the point, it has its action, it has its understandings. And I like how Eddie Brock is getting, like, how Eddie and Venom are getting used to each other, which is actually cool. But then also, you know, they're still feuding with each other in some aspects because, you know, Venom is his own thing and Eddie is trying to live in peace. But then also where Cletus Cassidy being played by Woody Harrelson, I like how their origin, I mean, considering the fact that there's really no elements involving Spider-Man in the comic books, but like how this whole thing with how Eddie and how Cletus Cassidy got his abilities with, got his symbiote from Eddie and how he turns into Carnage, pretty dope, I must say. Like, honestly, like, Carnage is actually hardcore. I just wish that, like, there was a little bit more of them. And how the story was cool, deeply compelling. How him and Shriek, like, how he meets up with, how Shriek has been in his life and how they got with each other and everything. Shriek is also one of the Spider-Man villains from the Maximum Carnage comic book, to where, like, her abilities come from, like, sound. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy. But actually, I enjoyed it, honestly. It's like, it's direct, it's to the point. I'm trying not to do any spoilers in it, because, honestly, it's a worth watch. Andy Serkis is, producing it. I'll be, directing it. So, and for those who may not, who knows who Andy Serkis is, Andy Serkis was Claw in Black Panther and Age of Ultron, but also he was Gollum from Lord of the Rings. Also, he did the motion capture. He did the mocap for King Kong in Peter Jackson's King Kong. mean, he's a very good actor, very good. And I like what he did. Like, it's pretty awesome. I'm being very vague because I want people to watch it. Like, for me, like, I don't want comic book movies to fail. And considering the fact that, like, Venom is one of those films that where you would think, like, like, it has to be included. Like, you know, you can't do a Venom movie without Spider-Man. But if you actually wrote the story right, and honestly, when I went back on my, review of the original Venom, I actually had to recant it because it was like, I said it was a beautiful train wreck. So, but then when I really realized it, like, yeah, honestly, it's actually a very good story, and if Venom was created without the elements of Spider-Man, and he wasn't really doing too much Spider-Man stuff, like, you know, other than the fact that, like, he's superhuman strong and able to climb walls, but, you know, no web swinging, because without all of those elements, and honestly, Venom's actually a dope movie, a dope character, like, I liked it. I actually had to give it the benefit of the doubt and actually give it a rewatch to where it's actually one of my favorite movies that's not related to the MCU. And that's saying a lot because, you know, they actually did something right for once. Like, if you're going to do and create a story, like I even said, like, if it's not gonna, like, you don't have to call it a Venom movie if it's not Venom, but, I mean, you can't call it a Venom movie if it's not including Spider-Man, but if you actually created Venom in its own, if you actually did a great story off of it, then yeah, it works. It actually worked out like gangbusters, and I'm utterly surprised. So, either way, for Venom, Let There Be Carnage, I give that a solid 8. Give it a solid 8.5. No, let me give it an 8.5. Because it's definitely a worth watch. I mean, you could complain, like a lot of folks can complain that it was kind of short. But honestly, it doesn't even have to be that long in order to get directly to the point. But also, like, just with, like, with the character, like, with how Woody Harrelson wasn't being very Carnage-like in the comic books. Well, considering the fact that it's rated PG-13, so you can't go all balls in, you know, with the head chomping and the slashing and everything. So, I mean, that kind of suffers for it, but honestly, it really doesn't even need a R rating to that, in that magnitude. Even though, would Venom be a better movie if it was rated R? Maybe. Who knows? That's a good argument. That's a good debate to talk about, and I'll probably talk about that on the next segment. So, either way, you guys, this is the Late for the Party, the show on Anchor FM. I am your host, Melodious, a.k.a. Coverboy, the Martyr Marvel, also known as the Madman Harry La Brea. Please like, comment, share, subscribe, support the podcast, and all my social media. Check out my TikTok. I'm doing all my TikTok stuff as well. Check all that stuff out. My link tree is in the description of all my platforms that you guys may be on. Smash up Late for the Party. That's capital L, capital F, capital T, capital P. Smash them all together and you got Late for the Party. So either way, you guys, I'm going to get off. So as always, if you're going to be late for the party, turn it up to 11. Oh, also check out all the cool merch, the Late for the Party merch on teespring.com, y'all. Celebrate your boy. Appreciate my voice.